Essay 83, Violation of Conservation of Energy in Particle Physics. Severe self-inconsistencies emerged in the cult particle physics in 158 to 117. These papers are now classics, been read almost a million times, and have been accepted. The cult physicists, if there are any left, have tried to ignore them. They mean that there is no Higgs boson and that only the experimental data gathered at CERN have any value to science. This is the essentially unanimous verdict of the colleagues worldwide, always with the exception of the cult. The latter is fully aware of its appalling failure. These papers have been explained in this series of essays, whose readership is familiar with all details. Briefly, the equations of conservation of energy and momentum were correctly solved for the first time, assuming the validity of the foundational Einstein-Debye equations. These are the logical consequence of quantum mechanics and special relativity, and without them, the foundations of 20th century physics collapse. The foundations collapse, so the entire edifice comes tumbling down. The foundations are relativistic, and quantum physics based on the old quantum theory and special relativity. The edifice includes particle scattering theory in quantum mechanics and the whole of contemporary particle scattering theory. The intention in writing 158 was to develop a method of measuring photon mass with an undergraduate or school-level Compton scattering experiment. A general theory of Compton scattering was developed in which both particles were allocated mass. The Compton theory was recovered in a well-defined limit. The Compton theory turned out to be a very lucky strike. It is the only instance in which the theory appears to be self-consistent. However, this is an illusion. As soon as both particles are considered to have mass, the theory becomes widely self-inconsistent and makes no sense at all. The only way forward was to use the EC wave equation and to define mass as a property of Cartan geometry, and this route was taken in UFT 158 to UFT 170. The alternative would have been to abandon the basics of physics of the 20th century and to admit that it is self-inconsistent. In other words, an admission that the old quantum theory is not consistent with special relativity. The theory based on R essentially saved the hypotheses behind 20th century physics. Again, this conclusion has been accepted internationally, cult accepted quite naturally. We physicists have come to expect that now. A renewed effort was made in 244 to find the photon mass in this way, as described in essay 81. That method led to the inference of the heavy photon and to the abandonment of the Yukawa solution as a physical solution. It had the effect of showing that nearly all experiments to detect photon mass are meaningless because they are based on the arbitrary acceptance of the Yukawa solution. The photon mass turned out to be roughly of the same order as the electron mass, but varied with scattering angle. This result is just what was to be expected from the self-inconsistencies of 158 to 170. This result could again be accepted with the use of R theory by adding a hypothesis to the two Einstein-Debye equations, but it was also discovered in 244 that the theory violated conservation of energy despite assuming it initially. It remains to be seen whether this violation of the basic law of physics can be remedied with our theory. The cult physicists will go on teaching and using the same old theory for the Compton experiment, but people in their millions literally will know that the method is meaningless. It is impossible to predict the outcome of such a schism in natural philosophy. It is certain, however, that the expenditure of billions on incorrect theory is a waste of public funding. The cult lobbyists will try to keep the funds flowing, we all know that, but at some point the economy will become so shaky that there will be no funds. In the meantime, the honest scholar must look for a theory that cures the problems of 244, violation of conservation of energy. An inhabitant of some planet in another galaxy would be puzzled at what the human race is doing to itself. It is on the very edge of extinction, but still plays around with fantasy funded by people who are taxed without knowing anything about the fantasy. Surely this is taxation without representation, and we all know that that led to revolution. Let us hope that common sense will prevail before it is too late. It has to be realized that physicists allowed themselves to be used in the past and created the means to destroy the entire human race. Should they be allowed to bother us now with pipe dreams that cost billions?